please give a warm Kansas City welcome to Josh Johnson, everybody.
I've been reading a lot of history lately. I don't know why, but maybe it's because it's such a fraught time. Feels better to read history just to be reminded, like, oh, that was worse. You know? And you also get a real sense of yourself from reading about the past. You see the mistakes people made, so hopefully you don't make them and everything. And I was reading a lot about Juneteenth because Juneteenth is coming up. And admittedly, like, you know, I learned about Juneteenth pretty young, you know? And I can tell from the scattered clapter that a lot of you don't necessarily celebrate Juneteenth. Put you on game real quick. This is the thing. I was reading about it because it's probably one of the most fascinating times in American history to me, because it was like the fulfillment of a promise in a way. America is a place for freedom, and it's a place for understanding yourself and building out an identity to be free with, right? And it's something that we were founded on, but it's something that took a long time to come to fruition, you know? And Juneteenth, by the way, is not a number that black people made up. That I understand it does kind of sound like that as well. Like, Juneteenth is a holiday, just so y'all know. Because sometimes, as black people, we do make up numbers. If you know a black person, especially in the South, you've probably heard them say 5011. And 5011 is, I want to be clear, not 5011. It's also not 5011s. It's just our way of saying too many. You know, you'll hear somebody be like, I told you 5011 times, take out that trash. And you know that a child is about to be whooped. You know? Or somebody will be like, he got 5011 baby mamas. And you'll be like, he is a slut. Now, they'll be like, oh, he think he's somebody because he got like $5011, something like that, which is just their way of saying a lot. But it would be better to say the actual amount. Which reminds me, okay, this is digressing for a second, but it was very funny to me. One time, a dude from my hometown won the lottery, and he was calling everybody, telling them that he won the lottery, but he didn't win the Powerball. He just won some money. And so he was bragging, but he didn't. So basically, okay. Because he told me he did this, but then he told me how much he made. I was like, you shouldn't have called anybody. That's not... That's not a stranger phone call flex amount of money that I get that you won. I'm happy for you, but that's not the amount to be sending people off with. Because he called his ex and he was like, hey, looks like you fucked up because I just won the lottery, all right? You looking at the winner of $60,000. And I was like, that's salary. Like, don't do this. After taxes, that is $30,000, sir. No, but, you know, Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a holiday to commemorate the slaves in Galveston, Texas, being told of their freedom and it being made official, right? And the weird thing is there's a lot of misconceptions about when slavery actually ended, because a lot of people think it ended in 1863 with Lincoln signing the Emancipation Proclamation. But the thing with that is that the southern states had already seceded. So to sign the Emancipation Proclamation and then send it and be like, y'all have to let your slaves go, but this is now another technically country that you are at war with because they wanted to leave the Union, that would be like if Canada was like, America, y'all need to recycle more. And then we were like, if you don't shut your maple ass up. Like, that's like... because the South was at war with the North, this was to, you know, hurt the Southern states that had slavery. And one of the states was actually left off of the Emancipation Proclamation because they had already taken control of it, you know? And it said nothing about any sort of slavery that was happening on the Northern side. Like, Northern side isn't known for slavery, but there were people in the North who had slaves, right? And so then, 1864, I believe it was the Senate that passed it, and then the House passed it in 1865. And then they told everybody later. Really dragged their heels with that one. And this is the thing, is that if you really want to be technical with it, slavery wasn't actually abolished until the very end of 1865, like December 6th or something like that. It's just that Juneteenth, it's easy to barbecue in the summer. So we just take that one. You know. But it is a fascinating time in America because it was America fulfilling a promise that it made to itself since its inception, and so many people fought it. That's what's so crazy. Like, it was about to, America was about to be everything that it was supposed to be, and then there were people that were, you know, standing in the way. And the thing that is, like, the fight for freedom in America, for every person, right? Because every person, no matter who you are, your ancestors had to fight for some form of freedom to be here. Everyone from every ethnicity, everyone from every background, you know, has had some sort of fight to get where they are now. Even the people who can trace their lineage back to the Mayflower, America still had to have a fight to be America. You know, we started out as traitors to Britain, according to them. You know, we were like, nah, we're going to do our own thing. We're not sending you anything else. You know, we pay taxes to you. Y'all don't even come over here. We like coffee better anyway. And this is the thing, though, is that you look at that time, and for every war that America had to fight to be America, to become America, the way that we understand it now, black people fought in those wars. You know, it's not talked about as often, but there were black people that fought in the American Revolution. There were black people that were fighting right alongside other white people in other regiments. Not every regiment was even fully segregated. And, you know, part of it was the desperation. We're fighting for our existence as a country, you know? And then we win. And then the founding fathers, everybody's like, yeah, we're free. And black people were like, yeah, we're free. And then they were like, what do you mean, we? No? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that an insane feeling? You fight for the place to become the place, and you don't get to be part of the place yet. And then, you know, all the way up to the Civil War, for us to have a truly, deeply imperfect union, there was this battle that took place, and there were black people that fought on both sides of the Civil War, which is confusing. You know what I mean? Because The white soldiers, you can kind of see where they stand and why they stand there. But any black soldier fighting in the Confederacy, you are kind of like, what? 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 And I don't think anyone would have been more confused than a black Union soldier. Because then if they meet in the battlefield, he's like, turn around. Now, it's important to understand that whether it was the American Revolution or whether it was the Civil War, on both sides, black people fought for promises. The same way that America made a promise to itself, it also made promises to every people of every nation that would come here, right? It's why people come from Ireland, from Italy, from all these places that immigrated, that came to Ellis Island. They came for that promise, and that was a promise that was also made to the black people that were already here. You'll be part of America, right? And so in some weird way, sometimes it was due to the threat of death. Sometimes it was just to get off the plantation. Sometimes it was with the promise of freedom. There were black people that fought in the Confederacy, you know? And I'm pretty sure they didn't try that hard. You know what I mean? Like, if I was a black officer, I mean, I wouldn't have been an officer. I guess a black soldier in the Confederacy, I think when I shoot, I'd be like, oops. I miss. I hope you don't get over here and free everybody. That'd be terrible if they just ran up on us and start being like, you free, you free, you free. You know what I mean? Like, I would hate to get shot with freedom. You know what I mean? I've heard it's terrible, you know? But yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, Juneteenth started out as just a holiday in Texas because it was about what happened in Texas. It spread to other states, you know? Other states that ratified the 13th Amendment would then, you know, have more and more black people in those states wanting to celebrate Juneteenth. And once again, kept it Juneteenth, not because of when it was ratified in the state, because sometimes it was a different year, sometimes it was a different time of year, but June is good for barbecuing, right? But it was probably one of the most awkward times in America, because all of a sudden this thing had happened. There were people who made their whole way of life. I had the terrible treatment of other people, people they didn't see as people. And don't be weird. I'm not saying that these were your slaves or something. Don't tighten up on me, okay? Everyone I'm talking about is dead, all right? Don't be weird. Just. But this is my thing. I guess this is what I come back to. It's that time, how that happened, right? You know? I just imagine what would it be like in a household that had slaves. And now they're arguing. They're arguing in the kitchen or something. You know, the couple that owned the plantation. She's just like, Bo, what do we do? It's illegal now. We can't. It's illegal. We can't do this anymore, Bo. It's illegal. And he's like, what do you want me to do, Barbara Jean? What do you want me to do? You want me to go out there and be like, oops, what do you want me to do? What's the plan here, okay? All right, because we are outnumbered. Gonna have to handle this delicately, you know? And you had to handle it delicately because for the entire time that you owned people, you know, how'd you treat them? How'd you treat these people? Because they are people. How'd you treat these people who can see you now, who can speak to you? What'd you do? You know? Did you commit some of the most heinous crimes of all time? Because at best, you never said please or thank you. So you're reasonably terrified now that they can, you know, so they're just arguing in the kitchen, I imagine, just like, what do you want me to do? What's this? And then somebody who worked in the house overheard the argument and was like, we're free? I'm gonna let this marinate on the stove. I'll be right back, I promise. I'll be right back. You know? Because what would that have been like? What would that have been like, the secret message going from house to house? You know, we already had passageways for communication and passageways to escape slavery through the Underground Railroad. This message was getting around, right? We're free, we're free, we're free, we're free, we're free, we're free, right? So now someone in the house comes outside to the field, and they're like, hey, y'all, I don't know how to tell you, okay. I didn't think I was, what I was about to say before I said, I just sort of said, hey, and then, okay. I didn't prepare a speech or anything. Look, I know that we don't all talk much. Because I'm in there, y'all out here. And I hear what y'all say about me. It's hurtful. It like y'all yell it, so I, you know what I mean? Like I'm. But we're free. We're free to go. And then everybody was probably like, free to go where? You know what I mean? Because this is the thing about the 13th Amendment that is mind blowing. It abolished slavery except in the case of the prison, right? And the practices that you could constitute as slavery continued way after slavery. There was sharecropping. There were all of these different little systems to keep slavery intact. It's why we have unpaid internships, you know? Someone's like, but I'm white. Yes, even you. No. Just imagine that. Imagine someone tell you, hey, we're free. Because what would freedom feel like? You wouldn't know. No? And free to go. Free to go where? Free to go kill them? I'm just joking. I'm just joking. That would be fair. No, it's just, it's mind-blowing to me because, you know, one of my friends, I grew up in Louisiana, so I knew about Juneteenth being so close to Texas and it was celebrated in Louisiana from a young age. A lot of people try to act like they always celebrate it now, you know, because everyone's embarrassed to learn something, you know what I mean? Like, it's a true thing. You know, you see people in New York that are like, oh yeah, Juneteenth, every year for Juneteenth. I'm like, all right, maybe, but... All right. You know what I mean? But I had a friend down south. He's white. And he took like an ancestry lineage thing. And he did the 23andMe. And, you know, a lot of my white friends did the 23andMe. And just so you know, just as white people, so you know, your black friends, we don't care. We don't. We don't care at all. Like oh, you're more Swedish than Finnish. We don't. Never crosses our mind. We never. You know what I mean? Just so you know. And I truly, a lot of the people that take the test, I don't think they care either. If I'm being honest with you, we're just talking as friends right now. I don't think they care. I think they even take the test just to see if they can say it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they take the... Because anytime one of your white friends is like, hey, I am actually 5% black. You're like, all right. Why are you... I don't know. I just wanted to know if I could sing the whole song now. You know, I'm just a Kendrick fan, and I wanted to, you know, see if I could... No, but he did the ancestry thing, and he did the DNA test, and he found through both that his family never, in America for a huge portion of his lineage, but they never owned or worked with anyone who operated in a way, they never owned slaves. Yes. And if you've never watched the white guilt leaves somebody's body. This man was floating. This man was floating in waves. Just like, I'm too Irish to be bass. Knock it.